بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن عبد الرحمن بن يزيد رحمه الله قال: كانوا يستحبون أن يركعوا قبل الفجر بقل يا أيها الكافرون وقل هو الله أحد، وبعد المغرب بقل يا أيها الكافرون وقل هو الله أحد، وبعد العشاء بركعتين يقرأ فيه بآخر سورة البقرة آمن الرسول وقل هو الله أحد. رواه عبد الرزاق التعبعي by the name of Abdurrahman ibn Yazid rahimahullah narrates that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they would prefer to recite قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ in the two rak'at before Fajr. And قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, the same combination in the two rak'at after Maghrib. And in the two rak'at after Isha, they would prefer to recite the final verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, Amen al-Rasul, until the end, and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Now, in this narration, this tabi'i, Abdul Rahman, rahmatullah alayhi, he is narrating three practices that he found the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The first one is that in the two rakats before, the two sunnat of Fajr, they would recite قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. The second one was that they would recite the same two surahs in the two sunnat, in the same two surahs in the two rakats after Maghrib. And the third practice was that in the two rakat after Isha, they would recite from Aman al-Rasul until the end. And in the second rakat, they would recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Now he is saying he saw the Sahaba radiallahu anhu doing this. They would prefer to recite these surahs. And out of these three combinations, the first two are mentioned that in the ahadith as well, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do these. So they are definitely sunnah. And the third one, although we don't have a direct narration from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fact that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, it was the habit and they preferred to do it, that is an indication that this, they probably also saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing this. So the first lesson we can take away is that these are three very easy sunnats that we can bring into our salah, that from time to time at the very least, a person should recite these surahs. But from this narration, I wish to take another point, which is that we are not talking about the fard here. We are talking about the sunnats. And the sunnats are generally read quietly. The sunnats are generally read quietly, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's practice was to read his sunnats in his home. And recitation, which surah you recite in salah, which surah you don't, it has no effect on the validity of your salah. But despite this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had made so much effort to find out this practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that not one, not two, this Tabi is saying that plenty of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, I saw them preferring to read these surahs. That means they must have gone out of their way. Maybe asked the Azwaj Mutahharat, the wives of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They themselves maybe might have asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is salah that is read quietly. You can't always hear what the person is reading. But they made so much effort to learn, you can say, a small part of the worship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does that tell us? That learning about how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worshipped Allah ta'ala, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did things, and bringing it into your life is extremely important. It might not affect the validity of your action in here as well. It doesn't affect, it's not something for us wajib, but still they made a point of learning it. Why is this? Because the more your, any ibadah of yours, any good deed you do, whether it is some dhikr, whether it is tilawah, whether it is fasting, whenever you do a good deed, how valuable that good deed is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depends primarily on two things. The first thing is how much sincerity you have. You have less sincerity, the deed will be less valuable. You have more sincerity, the deed will be more valuable. That is one. And the other thing that is looked at in the court of Allah ta'ala is that how close is this person's action to the action of my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we want to make our actions valuable, remember, on the day of judgment, Allah Ta'ala won't just look at how many deeds we do. He will look at the value of our deeds. So if we want to make our deeds valuable, then number one, we need to make a point of making our deeds very sincere. And number two, we need to make a point of learning as much as we can about the deeds of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and bringing that into our deeds as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.